Sales of the Quran, the holy book of Islam, are way up in the United States. Booksellers are having trouble keeping the most popular translations in stock. Penguin Books, a major publisher, says sales are 5 times higher now than in August. We called a Boston-area bookseller to ask about what's selling and why. Meredith McKenzie Lamb works at the New England Mobile Book Fair in Newton, Massachusetts. She says she noticed the trend in her religion aisle.
I would say by last week, I suddenly realized that I was sold out and that I would go over and that they had ordered more in paperback and I would raid their supplies and then we'd both be sold out.
When people tell you that that's what they want to buy, have you talked to any of your customers about why?
I think they want to understand what's going on. They think if they could just read the Quran, that must have the answer in it. That's the impression that I get. And it tends to be older men, 40s, 50s. The impression I get is they just don't know what's going on. They want to know why. Why are we hated? Why do they do this? I hear the Quran, I'll go read it. Maybe there's the answers. Not a lot of them seem to be saying, you know, I want to read it to check and see if it says to kill me in there. It's more this feeling of I don't know what's going on, and maybe if I read the Quran, I'll understand. It's more general.
Anything else that you think that people are reading that seems to you to be tied to September 11th?
Oh, there's a whole bunch, and we're finally starting to get some in from the publisher because a lot of these books came out years ago, and people didn't listen, and now they're ready to listen, so the publishers had to scramble. For example, 1994, a book called Terrorism by John Holmes. That's a big-selling paperback. We had to get that. God Has 99 Names. That came out in 96 by Judith Miller. The biggest one is Bin Laden, the man who declared war on America, by Joseph Badansky. And that came out in 1999. That's the biggest seller. The other one is Germs, Biological Weapons in America's Secret War, again by Judith Miller. They've gone back and begun, of course he's always sold well, but Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in paperback is a big seller now. And another interesting thing, they're beginning to read serious books on Bush, not politically biased one way or the other. The biggest one selling on Bush right now is his autobiography, A Charge to Keep, My Journey to the White House by George W. Bush. They're coming in and buying books about Bush.
Has anything like this ever happened before? Has any sort of national event like this prompted people to try to figure things out in this way?
Occasionally, politically, you'll see a lot of books that are one side or the other. Like, you know, of course, with impeachment and all that, you'll see a lot of books like that. And then, yes, that event made people come and read books, backgrounds, and what was going on. A lot of people became interested in the Constitution, the wording. They wanted to see a copy of the Constitution. That's the last big thing that really jumps to mind.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Meredith McKenzie Lamb works at the New England Mobile Book Fair in Newton, Massachusetts.